This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, in for Veronica Rickert. If you've ever found yourself thinking, there should be a word for that, or searching for the perfect word to describe something unique, our next guest can help.
We're talking about things like the smell after a rainstorm, or a shortcut that turns out to take longer than the original route. Is there just one word that sums either of those up? Maybe so. You could join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234. If you have a word for something unique, maybe a word you made up yourself, or if you think there should be a word and need some help finding it, call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Martha Barnett joins us now. She's co-host of Away With Words, which you can hear on Sunday mornings at 9 right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Martha, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks so much. I'm as happy as a kitten under a leaky cow to be here.
Well, that sounds pretty happy, and we're pretty happy to have you too. Before we get into some specific words, how often would you say do we run into this gap where we want there to be a word, but it's obscure or doesn't exist at all?
Oh my gosh. I have to tell you that, you know, we get hundreds of emails and phone calls a week on Away With Words, and a whole lot of them are people who are looking for that right word or wondering if there's a word for this or that. And I love these questions because it's sort of this human hunger for imposing order on the world. You know, it's like language. A lot of language is about making sense of what we see and telling ourselves what we notice. And the really cool thing about finding a word like this is realizing somebody else has had that experience, that we are connected to each other. You know, we're not the only ones. So we get this question an awful lot. And, you know, you can just hear people relax when they realize there actually is a word for some weird thing.
Martha, how often is there that real word? How often is there actually something out there that meets their needs? And how often do we just strike out? There isn't one there.
If you know how to root around in the dictionary, which is what I do a whole lot, or you know Greek and Latin roots, there are a lot more times than not when we do find words for that.
And so would you say that a lot of people make words up? Because, Rob, just today, we are pretty sure made up the word frippery.
Frippery. Okay, now let me guess what that is. Frippery. It sounds like something that's sort of frivolous and puffery and just like an extra that you don't really need. That would be my guess.
Sort of. I was going for ornamentation or decoration,
okay.
But yeah, it's sort of a joking sense, I guess. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I made that up, though. Yeah,
frippery. It works for me. If it connotes meaning, if it carries meaning, it's a word. So maybe we can popularize it.
So let's talk about some of those words that describe those really unique experiences, sensations, situations. One is the way it smells outside after a long-awaited rain. And because I am friends with some scientists, I first of all know that there is a word and have a vague idea of what it is, but can't remember exactly. What is that word?
Excellent. Well, very good. Yes, it was invented by a couple of Australian scientists back in 1964. And this word for how it smells outside after a rain, especially after a long dry spell, is petrichor or petrichor. That's P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R.
And I want to give a shout out to our producer Halima, who actually knew that.
Wow.
Halima is raising her hand, huh?
Yes.
And does she know where it comes from? Does she know the roots of it? I wonder.
Because she's shaking her head. No.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you, so you can remember petrichor or petrichor. You can pronounce it either way. The petra there is from the Greek word for stone. It's the same word you see in petrify or in the Spanish word piedra, which means stone. And the ichor there is defined in Greek mythology as the ethereal fluid that serves for blood in the veins of gods. So it's this fluid that comes from stones metaphorically. But I think that your scientist friends will tell you that it has something to do with a chemical reaction that involves stones, and that's why you get that just delicious smell after a rain.
Now, you had sent us a list of words that meet this category, the words that people want there to be, and in some cases there is one, some cases they made it up. Another one on your list was a shortcut that actually takes longer than expected. So somebody, there is a word or somebody came up with one for that?
Well, both, actually. I mean, haven't we all had this experience of thinking yeah. that we're going to outsmart Google Maps or we're in the grocery and decide that that's the right checkout lane to get in, and then you're in there for much longer than you ever expected. There is actually a word that you can find in the Oxford English Dictionary for this, although I've always called it a long cut
yeah.
as opposed to it. Do you call it that?
I mean, that's what I thought of when I saw that on your list.
Yeah, some people actually call it a long paced, the opposite of short and
okay.
cut, a long paced. But there actually is a word in the Oxford English Dictionary, which is circumbendibus.
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 So it's like you're circumventing yeah, you're something,
you're
the good way to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, but with a B rather than a V. Oh. And it's just sort of a fanciful, made-up word that comes, I think, from the 17th century. But it's one of those words that sounds sort of Latin and official, but isn't really. But, you know, if you're late for a party or something, I think it can help to say, well, I took a circumbendibus, and then people ask why you're late, right?
Well, Martha, we have Michael from Oconomowoc on the line. Let's have him join the conversation. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, Michael.
Good. Several years ago, I heard an interview on NPR from somebody who had read the entire dictionary. And one word that he described was the word describing the waves lapping against the beach.
So that sound.
And I always thought that was a very romantic thing. And it's been bothering me for 3 or 4 years because I can't remember what the word is now.
Oh, thank you very much, Mike. That was probably Ammon Shea who wrote the book on that. And, well, I can think of undulation, but that comes from the Latin word for wave. You know what? I could probably dig around here and see what I could come up with.
So, Michael, it's specifically the sound of the waves, right?
Yeah, the sound of the waves. You know, it's just a really calming kind of dispersion of water against sand.
Well, Michael, thanks a lot. And I'll tell you what, Martha, how about shoot me an email later and we'll get that up on the Central Time Facebook page.
Okay.
I don't want to have you on the spot now. And
yeah.
I want to get some more. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say susurration is the word for the wind in the pines, but it's not that, right?
No, it's not that.
Okay.
But that's a nice word, too.
Yeah, from the Latin word for whisper. Boy, I'm really intrigued. I'll have to look up Ammon's book and see if I can find it.
All right, thank you so much for bringing that one up, Michael. Here's another one from your list, Martha. The last bite of food, this happens at WPR, the last bite of food on a plate that you leave to be polite. In WPR terms, that's going to be the half of a half of a half mm-hmm. of a donut because you didn't want to take the last bit of donut.
Because we're polite Midwesterners.
Yeah.
And you're public radio people.
Hence the donut, yeah.
Yeah, and so it actually stays there? It actually gets left?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Yes, and why is that?
Because nobody wants to be the person who took the last thing. I mean, people are getting here with, like, lasers leaving a subatomic donut particle, quark or something, because they don't want to take the last remnant. So there's a word for leaving that last bit of food, though.
Right. It just gets smaller and smaller. It's like evening up the brownies, right?
Yeah.
By continuing to eat them. Yeah. In English, the word is manners bit or
manners bit.
Piece. And it refers exactly as you're suggesting to the idea of manners. In Spanish, the word is vergüenza, which means shame. And it's sort of the same idea. You know, nobody wants to be caught having that last little vergüenza.
Maybe we can we create a new word right now, Martha? Can we call it a polite bite?
Yes.
Rob's not buying it.
I love that.
That's
I love that. I am going to borrow that and use it on our show
if
you don't mind. The polite bite. That's much better than manners bit.
Love it.
See, manners bit is two words.
Manners bit. That does sound very British, though.
It does sound very Downton Abbey. It's time to
Lord
bomb,
Manners
right?
bit. Lord Manners bit has arrived.
So there's a word in Norwegian, and I do not speak Norwegian, but when visiting there, I was described by a Norwegian person to the friend I was visiting as being very kushly. And kushly means cozy, but it can be a person. Like, it's about a person being very warm and nice to be around. They're a cozy person. And I wish there was a word in English for that.
I love that. Kushly.
Yeah.
Hey, we've talked about that before. I wouldn't call a person cozy, right, though, in English, would I,
right,
Martha?
Well, it depends on who the person is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends, I would think. But cushy is very nice, so that's an affectionate term that you might use for a sweetheart or something.
Right, yeah. or just someone who's really nice to be around. It's a compliment.
Oh, nice. I'm borrowing that, too.
There
I'm picking things up like a little magpie here.
I want to hit one more from your list, Martha, before we get back to the pledge drive at a couple. When you run into an old friend you haven't seen in decades, and within minutes they seem like their younger selves. This may be from a TV show I've seen. What's the word you had for that one?
Oh, really? This was actually a call that we got from a woman who was talking about how she had run into a friend, and she said, you know, they had been apart for all these years, but within just a few minutes, the spirit and the twinkle of her personality started coming through, and she was looking for a word for that. And I'm not sure that there is one, but I suggested, how about deja vu?
Oh, okay. That isn't what I thought. Deja vu is good. I'm on the show How I Met Your Mother. They have the concept of, they call it revertigo, when you revert back to what you were like 20 years ago when you knew that person.
Revertigo. That is great. That is great. This is what I love about doing public radio, is I learn so much from everybody else. Revertigo. I like that even better than deja vu. Thank you.
Well, Martha, that's all the time we have. We got through some of your list. I hope we'll have you back on and talk about some more.
Sounds like fun. Good luck.
That's Martha Barnett. She's co-host of Away with Words. You can hear the show Sunday mornings at 9 here on the Ideas Network.